All right, good evening, everybody. Glad to see you guys out. Welcome to Maple Grove's Candlelight Christmas Eve service. We're going to start out tonight with a word of prayer. So bow your heads. God, we thank you that you are the God of life, that you are the God of light. We thank you for sending Jesus Christ into this world, the light of the world. We thank you that he came to be born in that manger so many years ago, and that he came to set us free from the bondage of slavery, and to restore us to you, and to bring us back into fellowship with you. Tonight, Lord, we just ask that you let us see the power of his light, and that you reinforce to us the power of the light that still exists in this world today. We ask that you bless this service, guide us and direct us in all things. And this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, if you've been with us for the past 4 weeks, you've been watching us go through the Advent celebration. We've lit the candles of hope. Joy. Peace. And love. And we talked about what all those represent and how Jesus Christ embodied all of those concepts when he came to earth. How he was love, not just represented love, but was love. How he was peace, he was the Prince of Peace. He is our hope, and he is the source of our joy. Well, tonight we're going to light what we call the Christ candle. This candle is in recognition of the fact that he came with a mission. He came with a mission to give his life for us. So as we look at the manger scene tonight, as we think about what tonight represents, it was the beginning of the story. He had to be born. He had to be born in human form. He had to be fully human, but yet fully God. Because when he went to the cross, he had to be perfect. He had to be without blemish in order to be a sacrifice acceptable to God for the payment of our sins. You know, he came to bring these messages of love. He came to bring these messages of hope. He came to offer himself as a sacrifice. But we're going to hear tonight, as we see the Bible develop and we see God explain light. And you think, well, it's just light. Well, listen to the verses we're going to talk about tonight. As you see God create light and you see him give light and you see him use light, I want you to see that he gave us light for a purpose. And obviously the first purpose was to lead us back to him. But there was another purpose too. And it was that we could share that light with others. That's what Christ wants us to do. So when you think about the light, when you think about this candle, I want you to think right now, look around. Can you see the person in the back aisle? It's kind of dark in here, isn't it? I want you to see and understand what the power of sharing the light of God can do, the way God intended it to be. Because light does something to darkness. It disrupts it. It invades it. If you've got a completely dark room and you flip on that light, it is an invasion of light into the darkness. That's what Jesus Christ was. He was an invasion of pure, holy light into a dark world. And folks, that's what we're supposed to be. We are supposed to be light to the world, and I want you to see that tonight. So we're going to watch the power of light spread. We're going to worship God tonight, and we're going to see that with the light of Jesus Christ, this dark, dark room will be light. So let's worship. First, we're going to sing, O Come, Emmanuel.
Emmanuel, and
We know that Emmanuel means God with us. So I want to now take you through what the Bible says about light and how light moves from God's creation to God's Son to us, so that you understand the true message that this light is meant to convey. And these scriptures are in your bulletins. If you want to go back and study them, that's wonderful. But just think and let this sink in as you see the transition through history and the transition through purpose. In Genesis 1:3, God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. In Psalm 27:1, the psalmist says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear?" The psalmist said in Psalm 36:9, "For with you is the fountain of life. In your light, we see light." But God's light, as I told you, has always had a purpose. The psalmist described it like this in Psalm 43:3. "Oh, send out your light and your truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me to your holy hill and to your tabernacle." When Jesus came, John said this about his coming and about the light. He said, "And this is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone practicing evil hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed. But he who does the truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be clearly seen, that they have been done in God." Isaiah told us in chapter 2, verse 5, "Come and let us walk in the light of the Lord." When Jesus was talking, he said, "I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." And then he told us, "Walk while you have light and believe in the light, that you may become sons of light." In the early church, Paul took up this theme of light and the teachings of Jesus about this light. And Paul wrote to the Corinthians, he said, "For it is the God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, who has shown in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ." And then he wrote to the church at Ephesus and he said, "For you once were darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light." The point is, and the point was always, that the light was to lead us to God. And in these last days, Jesus Christ gave us a command and he gave us an instruction regarding light and what we are supposed to be to a dark world. He said in Matthew chapter 5, "You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand. And it gives light to all who are in the house." And here's the key. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven." So we were always intended to share the light, and that's what I want to do with the remainder of this service. What I would ask you to do is stand bring your candles up, and I want you to light them from the Christ candle. And then I want you to go back and sit exactly where you're sitting right now. So if you would, starting on Deborah's side over here, stand up and come on. Light your candle from one candle. That's the key. This is the candle of the light of Christ that you're going to light all of your candles from. Daddy's side. Now, we started out with one light, right? The light of Jesus Christ. Turn around now. Remember how dark it was before? Is it that dark now? This is what the light does, guys. When we pass light along, we are the light of the world. Jesus Christ, while he was here, was the light of the world. He left us with the job of passing on that light. That's what his word does. That's what this church does. And that's what each and every believer should be doing. And I want you to remember tonight when you think about, does it really matter if I share my testimony? Does it really matter if I praise God at Christmas? Does it really matter if I show something about who Jesus Christ is in my life? Think about this. Without that candle lit, without your candle lit, nobody could see. I want this to be a real demonstration of the power of Jesus Christ's light. Because that one light was lit, everybody in here has a lit candle. And that because that one life came and gave himself for us, was born in a manger on the night that we celebrate Christmas tonight, and ultimately died on that cross for us, we have the ability to share our light. We have the ability to have the eternal life and the eternal light that Jesus gave. So stand, we're going to sing, Go Tell It on the Mountain, which is talking about sharing that light. Keep your lights on for a second, and let's sing this one.
And everywhere, go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. While shepherds kept their watching, or silent flocks by night, behold, throughout the heavens there shone a holy light. Tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Oh, tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. The shepherds feared and trembled when low above the earth rang out the angel chorus that hailed our Savior's birth. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Down in a lowly manger, our was born, and brought us all salvation that blessed Christmas morn. Tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born.
You know, tomorrow morning you're going to get some great gifts. But there's no gift more valuable, more precious than the gift that came to us that night all those years ago in the way that God offered His only Son. Remember from Isaiah, unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. He was given to us to be our wonderful counselor, our mighty God, our Prince of Peace, our everlasting Father, the Father of eternity. And He is all of those things. But just like the Christmas gift in the morning, we have to accept that gift. If tonight, for the first time, you've, no pun intended, well, it actually is, you've seen the light, okay? That's great. That's what this service is about. That's what this idea is about. And if you've seen the light for the first time tonight and you say, Lord, I need this kind of peace, hope, joy, and love. I need You into my life. I need the light. Make your decision. Tell God, Lord, I need You. I know I'm a sinner. I got one way to get to heaven, and I want to be in heaven with that eternal light. Do you know that in the eternal heaven, there is not going to be any sun? Do you know why? Because Jesus Christ is there. The whole universe that's going to be recreated won't need a sun because the S-O-N is there, and He is the light, not only of the world then, but He is the light of eternity. That's how powerful light is. So if you've seen that light tonight, make your decision. Come talk to me. We'll talk about the next step of baptism. If you've been a Christian for a while, you know, sometimes those candles can get kind of wavery and dim, can't they? You need to think about what that light means. You need to think about what that light means in your life, what it's done for you, and what, if it did for somebody else, what it did for you, how great that would be, so that you can go tell it on the mountain, over the hills, and everywhere. That's the message of the gospel. That's the charge of the church. That was actually the charge of Jesus Christ that He gave to us. So tonight we celebrate Him coming in. We celebrate Him bringing His life down to us. He brought the kingdom of heaven down to us to show us what heaven was going to be like. And Lord, don't we want to be there? So remember that tonight as you go to bed and you dream of sugar plums or whatever it is you're going to dream of. Remember that the focus of Christmas is on Christ. And in the morning, remember that gift. Before you open any of the bows, remember the gift that you already have got. And here's the thing. Most stuff you get tomorrow, electronics specifically, but most stuff you get tomorrow is going to wear out. It's going to rust. It's going to corrupt. You'll leave it out in the rain. Something will happen to it. The gift that you got when Jesus Christ entered your life can never rust, can never go away, will never corrupt, can never get old, will stay forever because He is forever. So you want to talk about a valuable, priceless gift, which we're going to talk about on Sunday also, that is the best gift we could ever get for Christmas. Amen? Let's pray. Father God, we just thank You so much tonight for Your gift to us. We thank You for Jesus. We just can't express how much we love Him and how much we love that He loves us. And Lord, we're just so thankful for everything that You've done. Particularly at this season, Lord, we look around and we see all of Your blessings. We see You working through others, working through this church, just working through Your Word to bless us. Lord, we thank You for that blessing each and every day. We know we should thank You more, but at this time of the year, we just want to worship You and say thank You for sending Jesus. Thank You for sending Him tonight all those years ago. Thank You for sending Him on a mission. And Lord, we pray that He be glorified as we know He will in eternity. Thank You for everything. In His name, amen.